The changes in United States of America, to say the truth, I am overwhelmed by these changes and the speed and the depth of the changes, because it seems that United States with Trump, they have totally changed their main orientation. That is new ideology that is opposite to the previous one. Before that was more or less left globalist, left liberal globalism. So left liberal globalism that was ideology of the individualism, of the gender politics, woke. They diversity, equality, inclusiveness, critical racial theory, uncontrolled immigration, the human rights ideology, where everybody, not only citizens, national citizens, should be regarded as a kind of totally legitimate subjects. So that was totally globalist cosmopolitan ideology, technocratic and progressivist, and a kind of internationalist. We could call them as a kind of liberal internationalism, international, liberal international. And that was the ruling line of the United States, of the European Union, and all the elites who were considered as the network of the global West. So global West was presented not only in the United States and in Europe, but as well in Russia, maybe in other countries as well, maybe in China, I don't know. But the influence of this liberal attitude and globalism was perceived everywhere. So the results. And Trump has totally destroyed this agenda in any sense. In ideology, that is no more individualism, but return to the traditional values. No more gender politics, but only to the genders, male and female. No more illegal immigration. No more human rights theory. No more ecology. No more globalization. Something totally different. America First, it is a kind of new edition of the American hegemony, not as the global West, but as a country, as empire, as a great power. So that was change, and there is the change in everything. But because the absolute majority of political class, United States, was a kind of part of this global network, so Trump has declared the war against such orientation. So they walk, they have penetrated into the CIA, in the FBI, in USAID, in Treasury, including in Federal Reserve System. So all the politically called now deep state was engaged in this ideology. And Trump has declared the war against deep state. So he has said, stop. From now on, there will be totally different horizon. In ideology and inner politics, we should secure our borders. We should insist on the tariffs, protectionism, mercantilism, nationalism, economical and political nationalism. We should annex Canada and Greenland. And now we are not in the hostility with Russia, but much more with European Union. China is regarded as main threat, not because it was or contraries to American states, but because it is successful. So China is the example of how not American society, not Western society, could be successful in all the senses, how it could compete with the high technology, with DeepSeek, with great cars industry, as so many new names of cars. So that is the real threat, real challenge to these Trump's America. And Russia is not considered anymore the enemy. Why? Because the war in Ukraine started by Biden, by globalists. It is not Trump's war. So that doesn't mean that Trump will immediately turn in favor of Russia. But it is clearly not his war, and he would like to get rid of it. So to stop it, to start peace talks, or to give the burden to continue the war to the European Union. So it is just not his war. But at the same time, I think that maybe he's sincere, we will see, about his peace intentions. Maybe he could continue compete with China without coming to the next stage of escalation. Maybe he will continue for sure, almost for sure, trade war with China supporting India. But I don't think that he would repeat the example of the globalists and start some military campaign against China. So one thing is competition, and the other thing is the war. So in my opinion, that it's totally contrary to the previous administration. So that was pro-European against Russia, competing as well with China's starting escalation around Taiwan, supporting Japan and India against China, somehow helping to Israel to against Muslims. That was previous. Now, something is the same, something is different. Russia is no more considered to be the enemy, but China still is competitor. Great Israel project will receive more support in that sense, and politics against Iran will be much more aggressive. He will have Trump will have good relations with India and supporting Modi, but at the same time he is very hostile and reluctant to continue relations with European Union. European Union is between more or less anti-European United States and Russia in war with Europe. So that is there is huge difference in other corners of the world. There is no such big difference. But at the same time, relations with Latin America should be worsened much more, because Trump is continuing to create the wall against Latin America. So that is more or less how great changes are. Ideologically, that is 180 degrees, so totally opposite. In the geopolitics, there are huge important differences, but not 180s. Something rests, something is new, but we need to follow and observe very closely what is going on. We should not say, oh, that will be the same. No, nothing will be the same. It is totally new global powers, world order, maybe multipolarity. Where? Because Trump openly recognizes the status of the great power in Russia, in China, in India. So at least four great powers. That is not only one pole. There is no zero pole. There is poles competing, somehow cooperating, degree they could be hostile, but that is balance of powers. The new poles of powers, they will define the architecture of New World Order that I'm calling to describe Trump's vision as a great powers world order. It is more or less as multipolarity, but multipolarity accepts as well would-be poles, as Islamic pole, as African pole, Latin America pole, that don't exist yet. but we include them in BRICS, Bei-Rai project of China, in our multipolar understanding. But Trump administration prefers to deal with existing, already established pole. So something like four polar system, and all the rest should choose their pole of attraction. Something like that.